Model of Freedom. With the right model, you can visually map out various cultures, organizations, teams, and individuals based on their cultural behaviors. Take the Model of Freedom graph, for instance. It breaks down cultural behaviors into four segments: authority, rules, individuality, and roles. High or low scores on the graph show where a society stands in each category. This breakdown is crucial when dealing with cross-cultural business interactions. Different cultures confer authority through either inherent attributes or attained accomplishments. In some societies, authority is bestowed based on one's background and cannot be challenged, while in others, it's earned through actions and can be temporary. In the United States, for instance, intrinsic status holds little importance. Unlike cultures that revere aristocracy or age, Americans value dynamism, success, and personal achievement, traits that grant earned authority. Cultural variations in family. Parents universally hold authority within families, although its degree and application differ across cultures. The family serves as the initial setting where individuals encounter rules. While some cultures view rules as absolute, others see them as flexible guidelines, particularly in more complex societies. Cultural attitudes towards regulations influence decision-making processes, with some preferring swift action while others prioritize adherence to numerous strict rules. This contrast is evident within the European Union, where Britain leans towards anti-regulation due to a strong belief in the binding nature of rules, while countries like Greece, Spain, and Portugal exhibit patience towards regulations and seek flexibility when needed. Cultural differences are noticeable in how people view individuality and roles. Some, like artists, focus on being unique, while others, like police officers, emphasize their duties. In individualistic cultures, freedom is highly valued, even if it means dealing with uncertainty. On the flip side, cultures valuing roles see freedom as a result of feeling secure. These cultural influences not only shape how people act, but also affect what they perceive as important or real. Culture and identity. Understanding family structures can give a valuable understanding of how cultures evolve. Every nation hosts diverse subcultures, each exhibiting a spectrum of behaviors. Within this diversity, a dominant group emerges, not always the largest, but one that shapes the characteristic behaviors reflecting the nation's culture. Different cultural orientations can sometimes create barriers to effective business relationships. To bridge these gaps, it's crucial to recognize that people generally fall into one of four categories: action-oriented, process-oriented, task-oriented, or role-oriented. Many challenges in cross-cultural communication stem from outsiders' perceptions of cultures that have orientations different from their own. Action orientation. Action-oriented individuals, commonly seen in countries like the US and England, are known for their decisiveness, energy, and drive for success. They respect authority when it's earned and like clear rules, act fast, and aren't scared to fail. Expect a lot and inspire others to do their best. Care more about what they can see happening than ideas that aren't clear. Action-oriented individuals may appear rigid to outsiders, hesitant to reconsider choices, or overly fixated on outcomes over relationships. Societies valuing elder wisdom might clash with the preference for youth in action-driven cultures. Process orientation. People who are process-oriented, often seen in Latin American countries, like to pay attention to how things are done, not just the end result. They respect those in charge and are okay with following detailed rules. We'll spend time to make sure they know what they're deciding. Understand and stick to the rules in a hierarchy, not trying to go beyond their role. Prefer to avoid arguments and disagreements. Some people think those who focus on processes rely too much on rules and don't take enough responsibility. Their careful way of solving problems can annoy people from other cultures. If you ask a process-focused person to report to more than one boss, it might slow things down. Task orientation. Task-oriented individuals, predominantly found in Northern Europe, assert their uniqueness while pursuing team goals. They show no fear towards authority figures, speak their minds without hesitation, remain unmoved by motivational tactics, place less importance on setting specific goals. People who focus on tasks might seem straightforward and not very respectful towards authority. They like to talk a lot and have long meetings to share and collect information, which some people think is a waste of time. They don't care much about small rewards, like a special parking spot for the best employee. They prefer getting more money or extra holidays. Role-oriented. In some parts of Asia and a few places in Africa, there are people who work best in teams and don't like conflicts. They are like, they work hard and feel good when they help the team achieve its goals. They don't often say what they think or share their ideas. They respect authority figures a lot. Even if they seem happy, they might feel worried inside. People who prioritize their roles may appear overly inclined to conform and take on supporting positions. Those from diverse backgrounds might struggle to draw out information from role-focused individuals because they're hesitant to voice differing opinions. Leadership. Leadership varies across cultures, influencing how leaders operate. What works in one culture might not work in another. For instance, while incentives often motivate people, they might not always be effective. Take the Dutch, for example. They tend to shy away from being singled out for recognition, as it clashes with their modesty. This shows how cultural differences impact leadership styles and approaches. In various cultures, charisma and leadership comes from different places. Action-oriented societies admire leaders who've achieved things and can fire up motivation. Process-oriented societies prefer leaders who are firm and in control, offering safety and making decisions themselves without passing them down. Task-oriented societies look for leaders who've achieved much, but don't see them as heroes. Instead, they see them as team players who suggest rather than command, and being humble is important. Role-oriented societies prioritize leaders who uphold the system's values and rules, ensuring continuity and predictability. Leaders in such societies are seen as guarantors of the status quo. Communication. In communication, there are two main parts: what's being said, content, and the situation it's said in, context. Some people and cultures focus a lot on the context, often leading to discussions that might seem off track to others. Context can be so crucial that people might prioritize saying what's expected rather than the absolute truth, depending on the situation. Differences in how people from different cultures communicate can make teamwork tricky in international organizations. Trust is super important for working together, but building trust can be tough because different cultures have different ideas about it. One big thing that causes issues is sharing information. Some people are all about following a process or sticking to their roles, and they see sharing info as giving away their power. They only share what's absolutely necessary and keep a tight hold on the rest. On the flip side, others are focused on getting things done and believe in sharing info quickly and openly to reach goals. This clash in views on sharing info has caused problems for many projects in China. Managers from America and Britain often sound super positive, even when things aren't going well. They might call a loss, negative growth, or a dying market, mature. But in Germany, they like it when you're straight up and tell them how to do better. Knowing these differences can help managers work better together across cultures. Meetings serve different goals in different cultures. Action-oriented meetings aim to share info and make decisions quickly. Process-oriented meetings treat gatherings as formal rituals for finalizing decisions. Task-oriented meetings focus on sharing info and ensuring everyone's on the same page. Role-oriented meetings are like scripted performances where people play predefined roles. Organizations and teams. Organizations often mirror the culture of their founders, but they can also develop their own unique identity. As organizations mature and grow, their culture evolves too. Some experts argue that specific professional cultures within an organization play a significant role. According to scholar Edgar Schein, subcultures like operational, executive, and engineering groups shape the overall organizational culture. Teams, being groups themselves, also develop their own set of norms and rules to function effectively. Different people view teams in various ways. As essential units within an organization, each with its distinct culture. Action-oriented cultures view teams as units formed to accomplish goals individuals couldn't reach alone. Once the goal is met, the team disbands. Process-oriented cultures see teams as groups guided by routines, duties, and hierarchy. Leaders protect members from mistakes. Without strong leadership, these teams may focus too much on avoiding risks. Task-oriented cultures understand teams' purpose, but stress avoiding heroic or attention-seeking behavior. Role-oriented cultures prioritize the team over individuals, emphasizing discipline and defined roles. Team members find their identity within the group. Relationships among team members can remain strong, even after the goal is achieved. Key points. 1. Cultural diversity drives cross-cultural understanding through behaviors like authority, rules, individuality, and roles. 2. Varied leadership styles globally impact team dynamics and organizational effectiveness. 3. Understanding communication norms encourages trust and collaboration across cultural boundaries. 4. Meeting dynamics differ globally, reflecting cultural norms and decision-making processes. 5. Founders' cultural values shape organizational culture and subcultures, influencing team dynamics. 6. Cross-cultural awareness enhances adaptability and effectiveness in business interactions. 7. Cultural orientations influence decision-making and communication strategies across diverse contexts.